Northern Michigan since 1998. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 edition. Again, want to remind you about the golf outing this Friday. We will be golfing at the Ridge Golf Course right across the street from the Iron Pig South location there in Old 27 starting at 12 noon. I'll be doing the show live from the South location on Friday, and then at 12 noon, heading over to the golf course. 77 degrees, sunny, beautiful, 20% chance of rain, beautiful golf outing on Friday. And then, of course, Saturday, the big party, the Risk It Festival 2025. It's going to be held the first time at the new pavilion location at the South location on Old 27. You can still get your tickets online or in person, or you can actually come to the event if you decide that you'd like to come. You can come, show up, and buy your tickets there. It is for the event only. There'll be food available from food trucks, also the restaurant indoors. You'll be able to go back and forth from your seat to the food in the restaurant or the food court. Greatly appreciate them setting this up for us. Going to be a great event. Lots of entertainment lined up. Lots of concerts. Comedian Dave Landau from Comedy Central is going to be there. It's going to be a great event and looks like really should get rolling around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you want more information, golf outing, text me golf, or for the festival itself, the next day, Saturday, June 21st, this Saturday, it's here. Text me fest, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link. It has all the information on the website, riskitfest.com is the website, and we'll get you all the information. You can come be part of it. Come join us. It's going to be a blast. We're looking forward to it. I've had a couple of people say that haven't golfed in a while. Neither have I. So hopefully we'll be able to have fun. Just get out on the golf course, have a good time. Beautiful weather in Northern Michigan, and we're looking forward to it. Now, one of the other stories that I've been monitoring and following very closely, besides, of course, the budget. You all are very aware that I've been following the budget, been looking at that. Well, one of the things that we absolutely are very interested in is the process of going through and looking at different things that are happening in Lansing. Well, one of the things that Donald Trump has been doing through Elon Musk, the Department of Government Efficiency, potentially getting rid of the Federal Department of Education, something that he has given the task to Linda McMahon to be able to take care of for him, is that this is going to require some cuts. Well, one of the comments that President Trump's made is the elimination of funding to public universities, expecting Michigan State University and the University of Michigan to be forced to use their restricted endowments to account for millions of dollars of funding cuts the state is not going to receive. According to Dan Hurley, the Michigan Association of State Universities says appropriate, rational, and or possible by any means is the game plan at this point. Chris Kalb, Vice President of Government Relations at the University of Michigan, said the claim that the university can absorb the cuts by using its own endowment is not accurate. U of M's endowment fund is not a rainy day fund, nor is it a budget backfill. It is made up of more than 13,000 donor-designated funds that are legally restricted and support specific purposes such as scholarships, research, patient care, and professorships, Paul said in a statement. An explainer sheet shared by U of M says the endowment is not one large fund, but is actually made up of, listen to this, 13,000 individual funds with donors that want to fund specific things like scholarships, faculty positions, research, or more. All three U of M campuses, as well as the University of Michigan Hospital, benefit from the endowment funds. Management of these funds is described under a spending policy that the Board of Regents passes. For example, fiscal year 2024, $144 million of the endowment returned funded financial aid to students. $162 million went to instruction and academic programming. $200 million went to Michigan Medicine for patient care and research. The vast majority of these donations are earmarked and also as invested funds generate interest earnings. Donors, according to Hurley, don't contribute money to the university so they can pay electric bills. Well, under the original version of House Bill 4580 that considered the Michigan Achievement Scholarship as an appropriation from the state of Michigan, Michigan State will lose $237 million, or 72.6% of that particular endowment's funding. $61 million, or 18.9%, is factored in from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. U of M will lose $335 million, or 91.6% of its Mass Achievement Scholarship Fund. Well, this bill would hopefully help offset the losses. But under the House passed version, it's not really sure whether or not the state Senate is willing to take it up. Craig Markanen, state representative from the UP up in Hancock, who chairs the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education and Community College, reiterated that the endowments of the two schools should be used to fund their operations. For example, back in June of 2024, Michigan State University said their endowment fund was valued over $4.4 billion. Having generated over $1 billion in the previous 5 years for student scholarships, endowed professor support, program supports, and other annual university expenses. For example, the fiscal year 2024, the return rate was 15.1%. The amount of money they earned on the endowment fund, generating additional $660 million of income. Now, the U of M endowment fund is almost $17 billion, four times larger than Michigan State. They, in 2024 fiscal year, generated almost 9% interest, bringing in a record $506 million in interest income. Well, the explainer sheet goes on to say, without the endowment, it's estimated that tuition would need to be about 35% higher than it is today. Spokesperson Hurley said he doesn't see the use of the endowment returns becoming a negotiation piece with the Senate and the executive branch. In response to the argument that U of M and Michigan State need to prioritize admitting Michigan students rather than out-of-state or foreign students, Kolb presented a statement that said the University of Michigan educates 18,000 in-state undergraduates, which is more than the total enrollment at all of the four public universities combined. The suggestion that U of M is not attracting Michigan students simply is not true. We are the least expensive public university in the state for families earning less than $75,000 or less. And we're the third most affordable for families earning up to $100,000. Hurley said out-of-state students pay a higher rate of tuition that actually subsidizes in-state students. Meanwhile, cutting funding to the two universities would likely cause them to lean toward more out-of-state students rather than incentivizing increased in-state enrollment. Well, State Representative Mark Cannon told MERS on Friday he understands that argument and thinks that perhaps there is some merit to it. But he said in-state students should still be prioritized over out-of-state students. I think U of M and Michigan State should prioritize Michigan students first rather than foreign students that many pay cash at a much higher tuition rate. In his conversations with U of M and Michigan State, Mark Cannon said that he had good discussions and that the universities recognize that this is the first step in the negotiations. Meanwhile, the big, beautiful bill is still being negotiated in the U.S. Senate and plans to be passed hopefully next week so that they can send it to President Trump for signing on Independence Day, 4th of July. But until the Senate passes their version, sends it back to the U.S. Congress for confirmation vote, nothing is concrete at this point. So, bottom line, wait and see what Senate does with the bill, whether the House accepts the changes, and whether or not Donald Trump signs it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Mama Leone. Those bring back memories to Michigan State University, 1977-1978. Lyman Briggs College, Michigan State University. Major memories with that song. Got a result in. We're closing the unscientific poll of the candidates announced for governor. Mike Cox, former Attorney General. Tom Leonard announced last night, former Speaker of the House. Current Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. And U.S. Congressman John James. 45 text messages. Every single one of them has a O for other. Not one of you responding to this unscientific poll is supporting any of these announced candidates. Pretty interesting. Now, maybe some of you wanted to support John James or Mike Cox or whatever, but didn't have the political will to text me. That's okay. Your vote didn't get counted because you didn't text me. But I'm sorry, folks, 45 people in an hour while working, listening to this show, texting me O for other candidate tells me enough. You guys basically agree with me that this is not the type of candidate we want. Politician, elected official, currently, former, whatever. Sorry, just not interested, guys. Because one of the things you have to understand, and this is very, very important, we got to get this right. If we don't get this right, the state of Michigan is, without a doubt, screwed. If we don't win this governor's race next year, we're forced to go and listen to and watch a Democrat candidate win the governorship, especially Jocelyn Benson, Garland Gilchrist, whoever. This state is doomed. We will beat California so fast it'll make your head spin, without a doubt. So, we've got to have a candidate that unites everybody, excites everybody. Not just Republicans, not just conservatives, not just independents, But we need a candidate that will have a clear vision, a clear message as to what needs to be done to fix the state, win the primary in August, and go on to defeat the Democrat candidate in November next year. We need to flip this U.S. Senate seat. We Republicans need representation in the U.S. Senate. It's critically important that we get the right candidate that can win in November. Mike Rogers, sorry, sir, you're not it. Bill Huizenga, no, not interested in that candidacy either. If you guys know or have the phone number to Tudor Dixon, you need to convince her to run for U.S. Senate, not governor. We've already got enough people running to split the vote in the governor's primary. We need her to go head-to-head against Rogers. And honestly, if Bill Huizenga gets into the race, my opinion, him and Rogers will split the establishment Republican vote, and Tudor could win the primary very easily. I would much rather have her in Washington, D.C. than running for governor again. The only problem obvious to me is she would have to move her girls to Washington, put them in private schools, find a home to stay in. Well, part of the job. But definitely, definitely not interested in any way, shape, or form for her to get into the governor's race. Been there, done that. Tudor, you lost. Time to move on. So we'll see where this goes. We'll be monitoring it. Keep watching these announcements as these candidates get into the race. But for not one of you listening that responded to this poll, not interested in any of these guys yet. Understand totally. Totally agree with you as well. Not preaching to the choir, just not seeing anybody responding that they're excited about any of these candidates. And even though you guys are more informed, more engaged, more educated about Michigan news and Michigan politics, I got to believe the majority of the people of Michigan would agree with you guys. So we'll keep looking for another candidate. Greatly appreciate you guys responding. So I'm excited, looking forward, going to be heading over on Thursday to bake my carrot cakes at the new South location, get them all iced up and put them in the refrigerator for Friday, the VIP reception Friday night. Going to have a little taste test with the folks showing up there, possibly some VIPs on Saturday, and deciding whether or not they're going to put Trucker Randy's carrot cake on the menu. So looking forward to that. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Pickerel.